All right, you're very welcome along to the Cheltenham show this afternoon. We've got a cracker of a show lined up for you. We're going to speak with Johnny Ward and John Duggan in a couple of minutes' time. But let's get down to business. I'm delighted to say we've got Joseph O'Brien on the line, who had his first winner at Cheltenham yesterday with Band of Outlaws. Joseph, congratulations. How's it going?
Morning, Jerry. Good, thank you.
Yeah, so that was some race yesterday. The Boodle Juvenile Handicap Hurdle, Band of Outlaws had to come from the middle of the field, really. At what point do you start thinking, yeah, okay, he's travelling well, this is okay?
Yeah, no, he's a horse that needs to get cover in his races and he has to be delivered late, so he's not the most straightforward ride in the world. JJ gave him a fantastic ride and I suppose throughout the race he travelled well. The only anxious moment really was going to the last. He got a little... To get there in plenty of time.
Yeah, because, I mean, it must be an incredible feeling for you to watch him win the race the way you've just described, when you know that's exactly what has to happen. And yet at the same time, it must be nerve-wracking too, because it's not like he's 10 lengths out in front and cantering home.
No, exactly. But like I said, that's the way the horse likes to be ridden. He was that way on the flat and he's that way over hurdles. No, listen, it's great to have a winner there in Cheltenham. Joe, obviously, we had a bunch of horses run well, a couple of seconds and fourth and the fifth on the first day. So it was just nice to get a winner on the board.
Yeah, from your own perspective, obviously, you're going to have a long career. You're going to get wins at Cheltenham at some point. But breaking the duck is, I guess, kind of important. You know, at some point, you just want to be able to say, I'm not going to answer that question anymore because you can't ask it.
Well, I suppose we'd hit the cross there a few times, obviously.
Just having a bit of difficulty with that line there. I don't know if you can hear me all right, Joseph. Nah, there's no coverage at Cheltenham. Yeah, we've also got John Duggan with us. John, how are you?
Ger, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, that was an incredible win for Band of Outlaws yesterday. I don't know if you were on it, but certainly those of us who were like, whoo, this is... it's the level of excitement that you want when you're watching horse racing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the big players, the big punters got involved with Band of Outlaws. It came from like 5-1 to 7-2 favourites. Big money for it. Big money for also for Envoy Allen in the last into 2-1 favourites. The money talked, the market speaks. That's the way even at Cheltenham, sometimes the big players get involved. And Band of Outlaws was probably a horse, as Johnny Ward said, could have ended up in the Triumph Hurdle, which is a better class of race, as a juvenile hurdle race, than the one yesterday. So his class told, and he won it quite snugly in the end.
Yeah, a brilliant finish and exactly one of those kind of races that the Cheltenham Festival will be remembered for. I think we can re-establish contact. Joseph, how you doing? We won't keep you much longer. I know, obviously, it's a busy day for you. You've got a couple of really good runners today in the Pretemps. You like the look of how Thermos... I don't know how to pronounce the name of this horse. Thermosticles?
Thermosticles, yeah, something like that. Yeah, he's in good shape. He ran very well in his prep for the run to qualify, finishing third. He liked the soft ground. And we're hoping for a good run. We'd be delighted if we get placed, maybe, Jerry, you know?
Yeah, and then at in the Kim Muir at 5:30 today, you've got Arkrisht.
Yeah, he's been a frustrating horse. Looked like he was going to win the Irish National last year. He got interfered with at the last. Looked like he was going to win Kerry National and he missed the last. So he hasn't won a big one yet, but he's going to do it someday. And if he puts in a good round of jumping, you never know what might happen. But he's a little bit hit and miss.
In terms of Thermosticles, I was just reading that this is kind of a sentimental relationship that your family has with the owners. Is that right? Are you the sentimental type? This will mean a little bit more to you if that one gets over the line today.
Yeah, absolutely. So Martin St. Quentin has bought it to horse recently. It'd be my first runner for him, but he owned a horse called Eurobande a few years ago, who was Dad's first Cheltenham winner. So, really looking forward to running him, and it would be special if the horse happened to win.
All right, and how's the rest of your week shaping up at this stage?
Good. So we have a bunch of runners tomorrow. So Eric obviously being the main one and the main one for the week, you could say. But we're looking forward to the racing. Plenty of rain around here this morning, so it's going to be very testing. They're on a different track today, so the ground will be maybe a little bit fresher. But looking forward to the racing now today and tomorrow. There's some fantastic races and great matchups. So yeah, looking forward to enjoying it all.
Well, enjoy it. Thanks a million. Congratulations on the win yesterday. Cheers for taking the call.
Thanks, sir. Thanks, Dad. Bye-bye.
Joseph O'Brien there, a gent. Back to John Duggan. John, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Chair. Good.
Yeah. So, do you like the look of Thermistocles?
Thermistocles. We all need to go and brush up on our Greek, or is it Greek or ancient Greece or something like that, or ancient Rome. Yeah, like it fits the trends. So I subscribe to a lot of these kind of like trend profile, things. But I'm looking at that race, the Pretemps, 24 runners. The first race, 10 runners, 24 runners, 12 runners, 18 runners, 22 runners, 22 runners, 24 runners. That's the puzzle that Cheltenham is today. Thermistocles, I think, has got an each-way chance. But once again, it's difficult to see him win. But he might win. But you're talking about a 24-runner race. And you're talking also about getting the best value with bookmakers regarding places. So some bookmakers might be offering a quarter of the odds for maybe five places. Some bookmakers might be offering like maybe a fifth of the odds for like six or seven places. Shop around, see what the best each way value is, because William Henry and Wicklow Brave fought out the Carroll Cup yesterday, which is another one of these big handicaps. Both are 28-1.
There's definitely a sense that today is one of those days where if you had any discipline, you might put your money in your pocket and keep it for tomorrow when things get a little bit more straightforward, there's more form line. It's a bit of a day of mayhem today.
Thursday's a difficult day. Like, you got that Kim Muir chase, that amateur chase. You've got a 2.5 mile plate, which has had some crazy results in the past. 66-1, 50-1 winners. Of course, if you have them, that's your week sorted. But picking them is very difficult. That Pretemps final, especially with the rain softened ground, it's been showery here this morning, as Joseph was saying. It's just difficult. So like, William Henry was fourth in that race last year. How is he supposed to go from fourth to first in the Carroll Cup? He did. Wicklow Brave was cruising, got done on the line. It's difficult. And that's why you're like those of us, not that I was one of them, but those of us who backed Tiger Roll, for example, Envoy Allen yesterday, Band of Outlaws, they might have decided, you know what, I'm going to go in on this one. I think this horse is ahead of the other horses in the race. I'm going to go in on this, maybe a little bit heavily, like I did with Top of the Game, and then just leave it at that, because these handicaps are a bit of a minefield. What you're trying to do, today is an each-way day. It's a euro each way, it's a 5 euro each way. It's an each-way day. And if you get one or you get two, great. But don't bank on it and don't expect it.
Yeah, I'm so stupid. I should have waited until after the show to do any of my bets today. I got carried away by Owen Sheehan earlier on and everybody in the office. And so
Jerry, you got to trust your own judgment. You got to get into your own darkened room and forget about everybody else's opinions and decide yourself. Come out confident, chest out, and then, take no prisoners.
I have too much involvement in too many races today. That's the only way I'm gonna put it. But we'll see how it pans out. Let's go through the actual card today, John. And before I do, actually, any specific words or whispers that you've heard since this morning that kind of makes you think, okay, it's just an interesting point that Joseph O'Brien makes there about the fact that the ground will be a little bit different because it's a different track today.
Yeah, they're running on the new course, which is, it's a different kind of course. The old course is kind of like, it's got a one or two hurdle or a fence quite close to the finish. The new course has got a longer run-in. So if you've got a horse with a bit of speed, it actually suits it for the longer run-in. And like, it can be quite a punishing long run-in from the second last to the finish line up that hill. So if you've got a horse that really doesn't do a lot in front, but just cruises around, then they often can't find much off the bridle. That's why some horses will have to be ridden very carefully and produced late, because that is a punishing hill and you need staying power. We saw it in the Gold Cup last year on the new course with the longer run-in. Mike Bite looked like he was the winner all over, but he couldn't repel Native River's stamina up the hill on rain-softened ground. That's what we're going to see again today. There's a big money move for Prava Laguna in the first in the 130. David Mullins has not had a Cheltenham Festival winner yet. He's had a Grand National winner at Aintree, but not a Cheltenham Festival winner. He's riding that for Willie. That's into 12-1 Prava Laguna, the mare, in that JLT novices chase. Faheen friendless in the market in the Stairs Hurdle. Faheen completely friendless. 11-year-old, hasn't happened in, I think, 33 years. You've had an 11-year-old win a Stairs Hurdle. And Paisley Park, this horse, which is a great story because his owner has been blind since birth, Andrew Gemmell, named the horse after Prince's studios in Minneapolis, Paisley Park. 13-8 favourite for the Stairs Hurdle. Way too short for me. I think there's value elsewhere in the race. Other horses being backed. Measure of My Dreams for Gordon Elliott, who had a winner in the last yesterday. He's now to 4-1 favourite for that Kim Muir chase. Epitante is if that's her correct pronunciation, is solid for Nikki Henderson in that mare's hurdle, 2-1 favourite. Janika as well for Nikki Henderson, 4-1 favourite in that 2.5 mile race. And Road to Respect has been back to the Ryanair Chase into 7-2 favourite for the sponsors. They won the race last year with Baco de Flow, and Road to Respect 7-2 favourite. Undeso and Footpad, not that popular in the market, Ger.
Okay, that's the whispers from John Duggan. Johnny Ward, good morning to you. How are you?
How are you, Ger?
Yeah, what are you hearing this morning?
What am I hearing? I've been up since about 7, so I'm up 5 hours. I've already had effectively a dinner at the Cheltenham press room, so I'm a little bit unhinged. I'm kind of thinking of the long game today and hopefully going out for a bit of dinner afterwards, hopefully after a few winnings. But we can only live in hope, Jerry. You know, it's half time. It's been quite a testing couple of days for you by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Looks like you're throwing a lot of bullets kind of around the place a bit haphazardly, but today might be a bit better.
Yeah. It does price moves. How much attention have you learned to pay over the last 48 hours to them? Certainly, you know, it's been a successful strategy to watch where the big money is going, to watch where the smart money is going, and to follow that.
Yeah, I don't think there has been any major gamble landed, I suppose, but maybe with the exception of Envoy LN, who won the bumper yesterday. He was really, really well backed. Now, the same owner, or rather the same trainer, Gordon Elias, has Sarah de Verley today in the Pertemps. He's a fascinating horse. He's basically been prepared for these Cheltenham races, to put it euphemistically, probably for 2 seasons now, and he's been really strong. Just looking at the exchange market, he's nearly into 9-2, having been 7-1 the last 24 hours. That takes a lot of money at Cheltenham. You've really, really strong live markets. And as John said there, you know, Road to Respect has been exceptionally solid in the Ryanair, with the top four in the betting. They're clear top four, all trained in Ireland. And Paisley Park, I'm very much with John on this. I just cannot get over how solid he is in the Stayers' Hurdle, because I really don't know how good he is, but certainly connections have no idea how he fares relative to the Irish horses, because he hasn't faced them yet.
Yeah, that is always the interesting part of this. I haven't been keeping score. How are we doing in the Ireland versus England stakes?
We're 2 up at the moment, 8-6. Probably good chance of probably winning it now with a reasonably strong hand today, without really looking at tomorrow. But you know, a couple of races more, we could actually be further ahead. But it's been a good week for the Irish 8 winners so far. We take this a bit for granted at this stage, but shouldn't be scoffed at.
No, totally. All right, John Duggan, let's go through the card. This is what people are tuning in for. They want tips from all the races today. The best tip might be to take it handy. The Euro each way is definitely, that's resonating for us here. 1:30 at Cheltenham, the JLT Novices Chase. At the moment, Defi de Soy, around about 11-4 is the latest price. Lost in Translation, 4-1. Real Steel, 6-1. Vindication, 15-2, and they're 9-1 bar.
Yeah, I didn't have a bet in regarding charity in this race, Chair. Defi de Soy and Lost in Translation had battled it out twice. Once at the course, when Defi de Soy looked all over the winner and Lost in Translation got him up the hill. Then the tables were turned at Sandown when Defi de Soy beat Lost in Translation. Defi de Soy is the classiest horse in the race. He won a Triumph Hurdle here. He's back to form. He jumps okay. Will he get up the hill on 2 miles, 5 furlongs or 4 furlongs in this race? To me, it's not a race to bet in, really, for me. 11-4 favourite. He's the most likely winner, but Prava Laguna, that move for that horse is very interesting. Real Steel and Vodarev, I don't really fancy these horses for Willie Mullins. Vindication is a horse I do like, but there was kind of conflicting signals about his preparation going into it from Kim Bailey, his trainer. So to me, it's a race to watch, not to have a bet on. The top two are solid, but I wouldn't be surprised if like something like Mengli Khan would improve for the step up and trip and win by surprise.
Yeah, Johnny, we've had a bit of word for Mengli Khan. Do you like it?
No, if Mengli Khan wins, I would confidently do a lap of Cheltenham wearing anything you want or nothing at all, depending on your preference. Absolute dog of a horse this year, jumping out into the markedly to his right. He'll end up in Coventry the way he jumps. You know, but it's strange. He ran such a blinder at Cheltenham last year, but his jumping has been horrible to watch this year. He's cost me a lot of money, and if he wins today, I'll be fit to punch myself, to be honest.
Kevin Kilbane has tipped him 8 times over the last year. We were just searching back over our WhatsApp group. 8 separate occasions he's tipped Mengli Khan, including today. So you can take that up with him if you see him. We also got word late last night for Capeland saying, oh, this could go off a bit shorter tomorrow. There could be a bit of money for it. That was when it was at 25-1. It's drifted out to 33-1. So I'd say our word isn't good word.
Right, yeah. I wouldn't be taking Kev's advice on Mengli Khan, although he may have been right on Declan Rice, as it turns out.
10 past 2 at Cheltenham today is the Pertemps. This is a handicap hurdle, and Sire de Berlay, as you said earlier on, has come in all the way to 9-2 is the latest price that I have in front of me here. Why are people backing Sire de Berlay, John? What is the confidence that people have in this Barry Garrity mount, Gordon Elliott trained, JP McManus colours?
That's your answer. No, the horse ran well at the festival last year. I think it was fourth in the Martin Pipe hurdle over 2.5 miles, staying on at the finish. This is a 3-mile test. He's been, you know, put away probably with this race in mind. Ran well at Leopardstown in the trial. So with all these things, they probably think that this horse is an improver. Like he was, you know, really touted well for that Martin Pipe race last year, if I remember, as one of the leading contenders, finished fourth. And I think that as a 7-year-old, they maybe feel there's an improvement in him. Would I be having him at 9-2? I wouldn't be laying him, but it's a 24-runner race and something could chin him. You just don't know. But yeah, he looks like he could be in the first six, definitely.
All right, the Cheltenham Shore Reminder is brought to you by Kildare Village, home to leading menswear brands with savings of up to 60% off the recommended retail price all year round, including sports brands like New Balance, Under Armour and Puma. Johnny, we had a tip for, I'm just looking for it here, Atois Phil, another Gordon Elliott. Jack Kennedy's on this one. He's drifted out to 22-1. Like the each way chances of Atois Phil?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at him. He'd have to bounce back to something like his best in what is a very competitive race, you know, and taking a chance on horses with question marks as to sort of how well they've been running, you know, coming into the festival wouldn't really be for me unless you were getting a huge price, and I'd be happy enough to swerve him at those odds, to be honest.
Okay, so you like Sire de Berlay in this race?
I do. I think John alluded to there, it's kind of to do with connections and the fact that he was very eye-catching on his prep run, which was effectively a means to an end to get into this race. He's wearing cheek pieces for the first time, plenty of positives. Just to give a mention to Thermistocles as well, which shows what Ryan trains. He was very sweet on this horse's chance. I'm not sure if he said it to you there, but he was sweet on this horse's chance earlier in the week, and that's around about 14-1. But I think Sire de Berlay would be very hard to beat.
Yeah, Thermistocles is actually drifting. Was in at 12 a little bit earlier, out to 14. May as well take advantage of that, and if you reckon there's going to do something, it's a reasonable each way chance. So the Ryanair Chase at 250. We have Footpad, Road to Respect, Mona Lee. At the moment, Road to Respect is in about 4-1, Monolee 9-2, and Footpad out around 5-1. So Footpad a bit friendless at the moment, John Duggan?
Yeah, friendless. And just the one I gave, by the way, in the pretemps, the last race was Champers on Ice each way. Champers on Ice each way.
Round about
I gave that earlier on.
You did, yeah.
16-1, Champers on Ice each way. 250, yeah, friendless. And like Footpad to me was the horse to put it up to Altior this season, but he's ran ordinarily twice. I don't think his preparation's been great. And to me, that is the only reason I can't have him. On his best form, he would win this. He will stay the trip. He liked the ground. He jumps great. But he's had two overreaches in his races. And you can't back him with confidence. And that's the reason I'm not going near him. I'm going with Monolee. Monolee, Rachel Blackmore, jumps well. Second at the festival twice. Maybe sometimes finds one too good. Whether the horse is soft or not, I don't know. But I tuned up for this with a good run at Goran Park. Won the race. And Henry de Bromhead, El Baco de Flo, completely tuned for this race last year. And maybe he'll have Monolee completely tuned for today. But I definitely think Monolee is a really good chance of making the frame. And about 9-2, it's a each way bet to nothing. You get your money back effectively if Monolee finishes in the first three, which I think he will.
All right, John, that sounds like a strategy. That sounds like a strategy. Monolee.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating how the race works out tactics-wise, because Rachel Blackmore on Monolee, Frode on Briony Frost, they're very much established front-runners, and Monolee does enjoy himself in terms of his jumping efficiency out in front, although I don't think he's a prisoner to that sort of tactic. I think no matter what way you look at it, with the likes of Charbel in it as well, it's going to be strongly run this race. Even Balco de Flo could be up there. I think that will pay to the hand of Footpad. You know, I'm not getting really strong vibes about him. Maybe Patrick Mullins is very much swaying me in terms of saying he likes Undersow. I couldn't have Undersow at all in this race. I think he's going to be he's going to struggle to finish in the first three. But Footpad is going to get that strong pace to sit off. I'm prepared to think he's better than he's shown this year. And you know, if Road to Respect can get a similar sit in the race, he could have gone for the Gold Cup. He's gone this route. He's a decent chance, but I think at the price, Footpad is probably backable now. He's a very classy performer. He's had excuses this year, but last year he was jumping brilliantly, and he's a fascinating runner for me.
Okay, that's around about 5-1 at the moment. That's the Ryanair going to post at 2:50. It's still going to be a great race. At 3:30, it is the Stayers Hurdle. There's 18 runners in this. Paisley Park is a very short price, as we've already discussed. Into 7-4 is the latest price I'm seeing now. Faheen at around 9-2. Super Sunday 10-1. Black Op 12-1. Kilbricken Storm 14, and then that's really it at the top of the betting. And yet, John Duggan, there's a lot of horses' names that we'll recognise when you go down through the field. Like, could we have an outsider here romping home?
To use the song of Prince, get off Paisley Park. You know, it just, Paisley Park at 13-8, it's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy if a horse has beaten West Approach twice and was out with the Washington and the Albert Barnard last season. He might win, but 13-8 for a horse in the Stayers Hurdle, being backed like he's been, like it's Istabrak or Caught a Star or Demon. I don't really, like, Best Mate was 6-4, 13-8 to win a second Gold Cup. Paisley Park is 13-8 to win the Stayers Hurdle. Horses for money, Black Op into 12-1, second behind Sam Crow at the festival last year, Top Notch into 14-1. Money for Yanworth into 33-1. This was like a potential champion hurdle horse at one stage earlier in his career, Yanworth. I think that's the Barry Garrity's on that one. I've done a strange strategy here for when I'm trying to make profit. I've gone for two. Bacardi's at 12-1 about that, but I think it's drifted out to even possibly 20s at the moment. Patrick Mullins probably would have been third last year in the race. Didn't get the run of the race. Turned into a sprint. A longer gallop would have suited him. Look, he's always promised Bacardi's to do something since his hurdle days when he won two grade ones. Maybe it's today, maybe it's not. But I think if he's thereabouts coming to the last hurdle, he will fly up that hill, Bacardi's. And the other one I went for, Petit Mouchoir, was about 33-1, probably still the same price. Has only run over 2 miles, but did win a point over 3 miles. Identity Thief won over 3 miles for the connections at Aintree last year. Petit Mouchoir might not stay 2.5 at all, and it might not let alone 3 miles. But if it did stay, I think the horse has been third in a champion hurdle. Cannot be discounted regarding class. Henry de Bromhead says the horse is in good form. So if you're going to pick a complete rank outsider that has class in its book, but you just don't know if it gets the trip, you're trusting that it might get the trip. If it does get the trip, it could win 33-1.
Yeah, we'd all be delighted with a 33-1 winner. Johnny, there does seem to be a bit of value down the market with horses. Now, once bitten, twice shy for a lot of people with Bacardi's around Cheltenham, but likewise, you know, no one's talking about Papone. John is the first person we've heard mention Petit Mouchoir. What do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, once bitten, twice shy with Bacardi's in general, I think, for a lot of people. But, you know, I'd agree with John. Paisley Park's an insane price here. He's been beaten English horses in a progressive and stylish manner, but he has faced nothing of the calibre of Faheen. And to be taking that price and horse, knowing that Faheen, less than 12 months ago, ran through a rating that would easily beat Paisley Park, to me, is absolute ridiculous. And let him win if you want, but you couldn't be backing him at those odds. Just the forgotten horse in this race, this horse I backed this morning, Super Sunday, he's a ridiculous price. He was around a third of the odds he is today last year in what was probably not much better or worse of a race. The ground was probably too soft for him then, yet he finished second. He's had three goals at 3 miles, finished second each time. He has a tongue tie on for the first time. He's been progressing nicely this season, and by far the value in the race for me. I think Bacardi's jumping is an issue, and he's held by Super Sunday on last year's form. But my attitude to this race is back Super Sunday each way, and if you want to have a saver on Faheen, Ruby's been very sweet on him, but Paisley Park for me is probably the lay of the meeting at his price.
Okay, Super Sunday around about 10-1 at the moment, Faheen around about 9-2. So that is that then. Let's move on to 4:10 at Cheltenham today. It's the Brown Advisory and Marybelle Stable Plate Handicap Chase. And again, we have a big outfield here with Janica looking like it's going to go off a short price favourite, 9-2. Cyril Delac at around about 13-2. Spirit of the Games at 8-1. And then 10-1 for Eamon on Canuck. John Duggan, what do you like here?
Spirit of the Games, each way at about 8. Dan Skelton likes the horse. Been tatting him up all season. Was 5th in the county hurdle last year on similar conditions, staying on. This is an extra half a mile. The horse has been running well over fences. We've got the cheek pieces on today, and there's a lot of stable confidence behind it. I think it's a horse that can definitely make the frame. But once again, I'm looking at 24 runners. Money's come in for Didero Velis. Venetia Williams has had a great record in the race. Testify's been backed at 33-1. Eamon Canuck, Martin Pipe's got a great record, or Martin Pipe had, and David Pipe His son has got a great record in the race as well. He's been back this morning. River Wild was a horse I was interested in, but Nicky Henderson was negative about his prospects on the ground. So that's why I've gone for Spirit of the Games.
Yeah, these races, Johnny, there's a load of horses you can make a case for. There's a load of horses that people might be backing because they recognise them. What do you like here?
I'll tell you one thing I don't like, your pronunciation of Eamon Unkinnick. I mean, very famous old Irish ballad. I heard it this morning, Jerry, you know, a bit of rabble-rousing there, speaking of the Irish history and all that. Eamon Unkinnick, of course, is a 17th century song about the loss of the land and for the Catholics and all that stuff. So maybe a little bit of history for you guys today about Eamon Unkinnick. What will actually win the race?
That was the point I was making about Gareth Southgate. He doesn't know anything about it. How did I mispronounce it?
Eamon Unkinnick?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a modest enough attempt, I thought, on
Eamon
your part.
Eamon Unkinnick, is it? I mean, let's go.
Eamon Unkinnick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Consider me schooled.
Consider you schooled. What do you actually like in the race?
I don't know. I'm looking here at Valser Lido thinking, that's 33-1. It's Henry de Bromhead. It's Rachel Blackmore. They've had some success. That's not a bad each-way chance.
I think this is possibly the toughest race of the festival. Eamon Unkinnick does have a chance as well. He may not be badly handicapped. David Pipe has been a bit of an irrelevance really at Cheltenham so far. Wouldn't be unlike him not to pop up with the winner. But it's certainly not the force that his father was at this meeting. Janika is interesting. This is a horse that's come from France. Huge confidence behind this horse the last 24 hours or so. Really, really well backed. I'm taking a chance on Calandra here. And if your normal bet is a fiver each way, this should be about a 5 cent each way bet. I wouldn't have much confidence in this race at all. But he ran well in the Coral Cup 2 years ago. He's on the mark that gives him a chance. And he does like it around Cheltenham. And Neil Mulholland's horses have been an excellent fettle in March. So he's my selection. Get about 16-18-1 on him.
Okay, so Calandra is Johnny Shout in the 4:10 at 4:10. John, it's the National Hunt Breeder supported by Tattersall's Mares Novices Hurdle. And again, this is a big owl field, but Epitante, which we've already spoken about, is a pretty sure price at this point in JP's colours, Barry Garrity and Nicky Henderson, 9-4. Can anything beat us?
Yeah, I think Posh Trish has got a chance for Paul Nicholls. This was well regarded in some of the previews coming up to the festival. And the other one, maybe My Sister Sarah, William Mullins has won every running of the race. He got a lot of darts to the board in this one. Probably that might be a negative for the horse's chances, because usually when he has one is enough. But Ruby's on it. So I'd be following Ruby and Willie, and I'd probably be following Paul Nicholls and Posh Trish. But once again, I didn't put this in the charity bank because I think it's a race just to watch, not to get involved in. This is a day, Jer and Johnny, this is a day for your like 10 cent lucky 63 if you want to do everything, and it costs I think about 12 quid. It's not a day for lumping in into anything unless you've got some kind of insight that we don't have, because this is a very difficult day.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Do you like anything here, Johnny?
I do, yeah. This is my bet of the festival, I think, at the prices. A horse called Sancta Simona, who is wildly overpriced on what she's shown. And she's trained by Willie Mullins, who's won this race every time. I think he's 7 runners in the race today. A really, really daft price, this horse. Was second to Aramon last time in a grade one against the males at Leopardstown when she went something like 10s on in running, having taken it up. Now, she was pretty badly outpaced, jumping the second last to the last, but she will get a strong pace for basically the first time today. Mark Walsh, the man in form, on board 20-1. As much as I do like Epitant, the favourite, I don't think there's any other bet in the race. Sancta Simona is a massive each way price.
Okay, so Sancta Simona is in around 16s at the moment. It was 20 last night when you were tweeting that. Emily Moon is another one that we've had a bit of a word for in the last while. This is a Jessica Harrington horse. It's an each-way price as well. Do you like anything? Do you know anything about that, Johnny?
Yeah, Emily Moon has been progressive, and she's definitely been on the improve. Her win last time was her best form so far. I had been a shade disappointed in her with that performance. That performance at Nace was definitely encouraging. My probable issue with her is there is plenty of pace in this race, which will play to the hands of Epitant and Sancta Simona, both of whom are keen going horses wearing hoods today. You have the likes of My Sister Sarah, Sonora, Posh Trish up there, who two of whom I think may make the run. And just give a mention to another horse. In fact, this horse 5 places, Black Tears for Davy Russell.
a horse who was slow enough to actually win her maiden for Gordon Elliott, but she's a nice horse, and he was always looking at this race for her. She's about 50-1. I've backed her to finish in the first five at 9-2. I think she'd well outrun her odds here, and I would be very, very surprised if this didn't go to Ireland.
Black Tears is the one that I'd picked out looking for a little bit of information on that I didn't get any news back from, but now that you've told me about it, I'm going to a little small bet on Black Tears. I did like the look of that one.
You'll definitely have a bit of excitement for some of the race. I guess it's a bit like a night out. It might not end all that well, but for much of the night, you'll have a bit of crack anyway.
Well, happy days. And then the 5:30 at Cheltenham, John, the last race of the day, where hopefully nobody's done too much damage to their bank balance. What do you like here? It's another big field.
The one I went for, it's all guesswork, which I think sums up beautifully what we've been discussing the last half hour. The horse is trained by Gordon Elliott. What I'm looking for in these races, these amateur races, is what are the jockey bookings? So we saw in the 4 miler the other day that Jamie Codd narrowly beat Barry O'Neill in the finish with Lebroy defeating Discorama. And that's what I'm kind of looking at. So Barry O'Neill has not had a Cheltenham Festival winner. It's going to happen sooner rather than later. So he's been booked for It's All Guesswork, who I was staying on in the Munster National when he fell. He tuned up for this in a hurdle race when he was staying on. If he gets into a rhythm, it's all about getting into a rhythm in this kind of race. If you don't get into a rhythm, you would have no chance. And that's why Arkrist, I like Arkrist as a horse, but I can't have him because he makes too many mistakes in his races. You have to jump well around Cheltenham. That's why I'm not worried about Mona Lee at all, because I know Mona Lee will today. I know it's drifting in the betting, but it might have an each-way chance because I think it'll be staying on at the finish. Otherwise, it's really touch kick. For Paul Nicholls, has got a good jockey, William Biddick, on board, who's good around these fences. But yeah, Kilfillan Cross maybe for the home team, but it's very, very difficult. It's difficult. I'm feeling weary even talking to you, Ger, about this race. The 24 runners are trying to work it out.
Yeah, it is a mind meld. All right, Johnny, what do you like? Just to briefly talk about Arkrist, Joseph O'Brien made the point that he'd been hampered a couple of times in big races, and that eventually it's going to come right for him. It's a big old price for a horse that we know is getting well-trained.
Yeah, he's getting well-trained, but, I mean, you're going to back a horse in a race at Cheltenham with form of 3POU, and the 3 and the 0 wouldn't actually have revealed the mistakes that he made in that race. He's an interesting horse for in-running players, because if he gets into some sort of a jumping rhythm, he's quite well handicapped, as you say, and Arkwish is a horse that he's not the most hopeless, I suppose, of selections at long prices because of the ability that we know that he has. Rogue Angel, almost an identical price for Lisa O'Neill. This is a horse I think that could definitely run a nice race at a big price if he gets out in front. You know, he is getting on a bit in years. He's an 11-year-old now, but so is the favourite. And Rogue Angel is one of these horses. He's nearly a certainty to go out in front if he's not pestered, and the great Lisa O'Neill from Dublin can actually get this horse into some sort of rhythm. I could see him run well. Measure My Dreams, it's kind of trying to figure out market moves. We've spoken about this week, Ger. Like, why is this horse so short? An awful lot of it has to be to do with Jamie Codd, that Jamie is two winners already, you know, but that's not all that relevant in terms of this horse's chance today. Jamie's a very good rider, but I've put up this horse anti-post, but at 4-1 now, I'm a little bit wary. The gamble on any second now, I think, is absolutely ridiculous. This horse has so many chances. He doesn't save this trip on all known evidence. Yet he's the way it's looking now, he could nearly go off favourite. I think it's mad stuff.
All right, so small bets. Don't get too involved in that last race.
Yeah, I do like Measure My Dreams. Price not great. I'd probably have a little bit of a saver on Rogue Angel.
All right, Johnny, good stuff. John Duggan, good stuff. Enjoy the day and happy punting, lads.
Cheers. So,
a reminder that this show is live every day of the Cheltenham Festival, brought to you by Kildare Village, home to leading menswear brands with savings of up to 60% off the recommended retail price all round, all year round, including sports brands such as New Balance, Under Armour and Puma. There's John Duggan's tips, a reminder for you. That's available on offtheball.com. Mona Lee each way at 9-2. Bacardi's each way at 12-1. Petit Mouchoir each way at 33-1. The Champers on Ice each way at 16-1. Spirit of the Games each way at 8-1. And it's all guesswork. Yes, it is. Each way at 9-1. Good luck. Hopefully, it's not a bloodbath. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
And they're all.
The Cheltenham Show.
On Off the Ball.
With Kildare Village, where there's something extraordinary every day.